Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to modernize India's public distribution system, the Union Cabinet has approved a massive scheme with a central outlay of 25,530 crore, aiming to transform the way food grains are distributed across the country. What makes this significant is that the scheme for assistance in ration transport and handling, income with automation in PDS, or Sarthak PDS for short, merges two existing schemes, assistance for intrastate movement of food grains and margin to FPS dealers and smart PDS, into a single, technology-forward umbrella. This integration is crucial as it deploys cutting-edge technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing, and blockchain to overhaul the public distribution system. First, let us understand what Sarthak PDS replaces. It subsumes the two aforementioned schemes into a unified framework, creating a more efficient and streamlined system. The four pillars of Sarthak PDS are designed to achieve specific outcomes, which the government estimates will include a 15 to 50% reduction in travel distance of food grains via local procurement encouragement. This, in turn, is expected to plug leakages via a blockchain track chain of custody from the Food Corporation of India godown to the state godown, and finally to the fair price shop and the beneficiary. Crucially, the scheme also aims to provide real-time inventory visibility for state governments, making it easier to manage and distribute food grains. And here is something that surprises many students: the scheme also focuses on inclusion improvement, using biometric alternatives and portability via the One Nation, One Ration Card, or ONRC, initiative. But why does this matter? It matters because ONRC has already enabled pan-India portability since June 2022, and this scheme takes it a step further by ensuring that beneficiaries can access their entitlements seamlessly. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The public distribution system has been plagued by persistent leakage, with the Shanta Kumar Committee estimating PDS leakage at around 46% in 2015, although more recent estimates put it at around 28%. Targeting errors, both inclusion errors and exclusion errors, have also been a significant concern. Moreover, migrant workers have often struggled with accessing their entitlements due to portability issues, which ONRC has partly addressed. However, EPOS coverage and biometric fallback gaps remain, and climate volatility has introduced new challenges in demand forecasting. It is worth pausing here to note that the scheme's critics have raised several concerns. Fiscal sustainability is a major issue, given that the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana, or PMJK, alone costs around 2 lakh crore per year, and Sarthak PDS adds modernization costs on top. Privacy concerns have also been raised, as biometric authentication and AI/ML profiling raise questions about Aadhaar and data protection, which the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, 2023, aims to address. State capacity is another area of concern, as some states have uneven capacities, with Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, and Kerala leading the way, while some northeast and tribal states lag behind. Now, let us look at the implications. The scheme's reliance on blockchain technology has been hailed as a game changer, but some experts argue that its utility for PDS chain of custody needs piloting before a nationwide rollout. So what exactly changed? The approval of Sarthak PDS marks a significant shift towards using technology to modernize the public distribution system, but it also raises important questions about its implementation and effectiveness. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Governance and Social Justice, particularly in the context of welfare schemes for vulnerable sections and food security. The National Food Security Act, 2013, is a key statutory anchor for this scheme. Additionally, This topic is also relevant to GS Paper 3, Indian Economy, as it deals with issues related to direct and indirect farm subsidies, MSP, public distribution system, food security, and buffer stocks. The application of technology in governance is another crucial aspect of this topic. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Union Cabinet approved Sarthak PDS on 27 May 2026 with a central outlay of 25,530 crore, which will be implemented from April 2026 to March 2031. The scheme merges the intrastate movement of food grains scheme and Smart PDS into a single framework. The National Food Security Act, 2013, is the statutory anchor for this scheme, which benefits around 81 crore people, with 75% of rural and 50% of urban populations covered. The entitlement under NFSA is 5 kg per person per month for priority households and 35 kg per family per month for Antyodaya households. The PMGK scheme, which provides free food grains, has been extended for 5 years from 1st January 2024 to 31st December 2028. ONOC has enabled Pan-India portability since June 2022, and there are around 5.38 lakh fair price shops in India. The technologies used in Sarthak PDS include artificial intelligence, machine learning, natural language processing, and blockchain. In conclusion, the approval of Sarthak PDS marks a significant step towards modernizing India's public distribution system, with a focus on using technology to improve efficiency, reduce leakage, and enhance inclusion. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember that this topic is not just about food security, but also about governance, social justice, and the application of technology in welfare delivery.